In the Winter 20 release, we are introducing a new feature that will benefit not only Visual Force developers, but LWC and Aura developers as well. We introduced it in our developer preview live for Winter 20 and wanted to bring in one of the developers behind this feature for a Q&A session. What is Lightning Message Service? Lightning Message Service is the first Salesforce technology designed to enable communication between Visual Force and Lightning components anywhere on a Lightning page. LMS, as it's affectionately known, provides a dead simple API to publish messages throughout Lightning Experience and subscribe to messages that originated from anywhere within Lightning Experience. It is a front-end service that works in client-side user interfaces, which would include popped-out utility bar item windows and parent/child iframe windows, primarily Visual Force. All interactions have to originate from the same Lightning Experience application instance, i.e. same browser tab. When should I use LMS? If you've tried putting a Visual Force page in Lightning Experience and you dreaded figuring out how to work with raw frames and post message to speak to Lightning components, this service is for you. Our hope is that developers will see value in this handy service and integrate their existing Visual Force-based UIs into Lightning Experience with first-class communication. Ask yourself, is there any time you want your Visual Force page to communicate with components on its containing Lightning page? Those components can be Lightning Web Components, Aura Components, or other Visual Force pages on the same Lightning page. If so, you can't go wrong with LMS. Sounds a little like Aura Application Events but for all UI technologies? Yes, similar to Aura Application Events, communication happens between components regardless of where they are in the DOM. However, Lightning Message Service takes that communication a step further. LMS is important to the grander Lightning ecosystem for two main reasons. 1. As Lightning Web Components gain wider adoption, LMS positions itself as the standard publish-subscribe library in the UI, enabling components in any part of the DOM to communicate. 2. LMS provides a standard means for Lightning Web Components to communicate with Aura components. The fact that it speaks to Visual Force is a major plus. Cool. What do I need to do to make it work? Lightning Message Service is based on a new type of metadata, Lightning Message Channels. These are new lightweight, packageable components that you can create in your org and at runtime, publish and subscribe to messages on them. By having this metadata type be packageable, we can associate a message channel to a specific namespace. Also, as the message channel developer, you can opt into whether you want your message channel to be available to other namespaces. That means communication on LMS is secure by default. Components from other namespaces on the page won't be able to snoop on your communication unless you allow them to. Another benefit is at development time, if a Visual Force page or Lightning component tries to reference a message channel in a different namespace and that message channel is not exposed, that code won't even compile. It will fail at save time. This has a huge benefit on your developer experience. You'll immediately know if your code will work at runtime. Additionally, we provide referential integrity between message channels and the code that references them. You can't delete message channels that are referenced by other code, and we support auto-adding message channels to packages when their referencing code gets added to packages. What does a Lightning message channel look like? Here's a sample definition for a sample message channel that we use in our metadata API developer guide. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. The only required field is the master label, which identifies the message channel in various UIs. The optional Boolean is exposed field is false if you don't specify it, and it tells our system whether or not the particular message channel is available to components in other namespaces. So you save the message channel to your org first, and then use it in a Visual Force page or Lightning component? Precisely. We recommend using the Salesforce CLI in a DX project, where you'll place your message channel definition with the suffix message channel meta.xml in the force app /main/default/message channels directory. Deploy the message channel to your org using SFDX force source deploy, even better, SFDX force source push in a scratch org, ensuring that you're using at least API v47. Then your org knows about the message channel, and you can reference it in code. See our Create a Message Channel article in our developer guide. How do I reference message channels in another namespace? Simply prefix the message channel name with a namespace followed by two underscores. So if sample message channel was from the example namespace, you'd say example underscore sample message channel underscore C. This part of the message channel reference syntax is consistent across UI technologies. Speaking of code, can I check out the Lightning Message Service API? Thought you'd never ask. Each technology has its own idiomatic way of referencing message channel metadata and interacting with the API. Use LMS with VisualForce. We introduced NewsForce.1 APIs, publish, subscribe, and unsubscribe in VisualForce to interact with LMS. They're only available in Lightning. The first parameter to publish and subscribe is the message channel reference, which you can get from a new $message channel global variable inside of a formula expression. Here's a sample VisualForce page that references the sample message channel Lightning message channel, adapted from our VisualForce developer guide. It uses publish, where the second parameter is the message payload. Presume the publishV function below is bound to a button click in the rest of the HTML. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. The call to subscribe is similar, but its second parameter takes a callback function that gets invoked when a message is published on that channel. Subscribe will return a handle, which can be passed into unsubscribe if we no longer want to listen on that message channel. Here's a sample of how to subscribe and unsubscribe in VisualForce. Presume the subscribeC and unsubscribeC functions below are each bound to button clicks in the rest of the HTML and that there's a text area on the page with it equals message text area. Full example is in the VisualForce developer guide. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. The underscore C convention at the end of the message channel name in code denotes that it's a custom message channel created on the platform, but there is no other connection to custom objects. Use LMS with Aura. Let's now look at Aura, since it has some nice declarative aspects to the API. To reference a message channel in your Aura component, add the Lightning message channel component to your Aura component. The type attribute takes the name of the message channel that the Lightning message channel component references. Here's an example of how to publish, from the Lightning Aura Components developer guide. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. To subscribe, declaratively use the onMessage attribute on Lightning message channel and specify a controller action. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Use LMS with Lightning Web Components. To reference a message channel in LWC, import it from the new at Salesforce/message-channel scope module. To use the LMS APIs, import the functions we're interested in, publish, subscribe, unsubscribe, etc., from Lightning/message service. Here's an example using publish. You can assume that the publishV function below is bound to a button click in the template. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. The create message context and release message context functions are unique to LWC. The context object provides contextual information about the Lightning web components using LMS. In disconnected callback, our recommendation is to call release message context, which will unregister any subscriptions associated with the context. Here's an example using subscribe and unsubscribe. You can assume that the subscribeC and unsubscribeC functions below are each bound to a button click in the template and the receive message property is bound to a text area. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Wrapping IT all up. Here's a little demo of LWC, Aura, and VisualForce all speaking to one another, with a cameo from components in pop-out utility windows. Lightning Message Service is in developer preview in Winter 20, which means that it's available in all developer edition and scratch orgs. Check out the developer guides, play around with it, and let us know what you think. Developer preview is the perfect time to share feedback. Additionally, we have created many resources to help developers migrate to be more Lightning-centric, primarily by improving their VisualForce-based development experience and integration along the way. You can read this previous blog post to dive into those. About the author. Trenton Johnson is a software engineer on the Lightning Bridge team working in Raleigh, North Carolina. Yes, he really likes fried okra.